I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right, I just want to remind you, the whole reason we listen to Florida Stories and love all these tales is that your life is so messed up, it makes you feel better to hear all the other jacked up stuff that people are going through just in one state. It makes you feel a little bit normal, but make no mistake about it, you're still pretty messed up. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right, for our first Florida story, we're going to St. Petersburg, where a 34-year-old Florida woman, she has had a lot to drink, but she needs some Taco Bell. And so when she's driving down the road, she sees a Taco Bell, and she tries to pull in there, but in the process, she doesn't get it 100% correct. Okay. So she jumps up on the curb a little, and she hits the Taco Bell sign a little bit, and then she hits their water meter a little bit. Oh, no, but then some Karen has to call the cops, and 34-year-old Florida woman has to have a conversation with the police where she has a blank expression on her face. She has the smell of alcohol on her breath, and when they run her ID, I kid you not, her name is Kenesha Booze. That's right, Miss Booze, the 34-year-old Florida woman, got busted for drunk driving. No punchline needed. Florida took care of that themselves.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Orange County, Florida. That's the county where Orlando is. And a 30-year-old Florida man's getting checked into jail. It is not his first trip to the jail, mind you. And he tries to sneak in 4 little rocks of meth. The reason he's making Florida stories this weekend is that our 30-year-old Florida hero had them hidden in an unusual place. No, not there. I know that's what you're thinking. It's not his butt. It's actually his foreskin. Yeah, he had rocks under his foreskin. Leave me alone. I don't want to talk about it. Hold my beer. For our next Florida story, we're going to Punta Gorda, Florida. 30-year-old Florida woman is facing arson charges. I wish I had more details for you, but from what I gather, a 30-year-old Florida woman got in an argument with her mom that she was living with. She took a gas can, emptied it into a basket of laundry, set it on fire, grabbed the mom's bird from the bird cage, and then ran out into the woods adjacent to the property, and the whole house burned down, and the daughter's still on the lam with the missing bird. It's that crazy. Hold my beer.
What?
For our next Florida story, let's go back to Orange County, Florida, where this is just a horrific, god-awful death. Look, I know we don't all get to die heroic, glorious deaths like storming the beaches of Normandy or saving a kid from drowning, but we have a 57-year-old Florida man who was driving a septic truck and it overturned and he ended up dying. He got ejected from the cabin there and it was just in a giant pool of human waste. Look, it's Florida, and I understand they have to have weird ways to go out, but that's got to be one of the worst, least honorable ways to end your life. After all this guy's been through, he's probably a father, a grandfather maybe, and he has to die in a puddle of human filth. That is awful, Florida. Hold my beer. For our next Florida story, we're going to Panama City Beach, Florida, where there is an air show. And some guy who's not part of the air show, but is really enthusiastic about flying and wanting to give you pilot lessons, flies his little aircraft over the crowd of about 20,000 people. And he does a couple of fun things where he like fakes like he's going to dive into the crowd and then pulls out at the last second. Everyone's having a cow over it. And then as part of the promotional stunt, when he flies off, he throws a bunch of koozies out of the cockpit to the crowd that advertises pilot instruction service. And so the cops obviously have a lead to track him down. They say, hey, you want to come in? He says, no. And they're like, all right, well, we're going to arrest you anyway. You can't just be so cavalier about pretending to fly your little propeller plane into a crowd of people. Oh, what? I can't get my prop plane and pretend like I'm flying it into a crowd of people at an air show even though I'm not invited? I thought this was America. I thought this was a free country. I thought this was America.
Hold my beer.
This episode of Florida Stories is brought to you by Spring Rock Media. Let's see if we can make you some money. Florida Stories is produced by Spring Rock. Follow me on Twitter at Florida Stories J.
I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
If you have a business that could benefit from online advertising, Spring Rock Media has Florida Stories and several other great podcasts and online products. And the part that you're going to like is that it doesn't cost you anything. If I don't make you any sales, you don't pay any money. I work on a commission-only basis, so you've got nothing to lose. Let's see if we can make you some money. Let's see if we can make both of us some money. Email me at springrockmedia@gmail.com.